In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. We are in the midst of Lent, and yet our Holy Mother, the Church, tells us that we should rejoice, that there should always be this joy in our heart. And I think too often during the season of Lent, we put on a gloomy face, and how much longer is this going to have to go on, this fasting, this penance, this self-denial? And it is really with a heavy heart that we are in the midst of this season of Lent. And St. Paul, our Holy Mother, the Church, is trying to tell us that we have really the wrong attitude. Yes, the season of Lent is traditionally the time when we examine our conscience, make our annual confession, unless we do it more frequently, which hopefully we do. But it is the time of sorrow as we look into our hearts and we see with great shame, humiliation, who we really are. And we are forced to admit this to the priest in the confessional. It's okay to perhaps acknowledge this in the back of our mind, but to bring it forth to the forefront, to admit it, it is very painful. It hurts, and very often we back away and say, nope, it hurts too much. But I like to compare our spiritual life to our physical life. In our physical life, if something is wrong, we go to see a doctor. And we ask the doctor, what is wrong with me? We want to first get a diagnosis. And then we want a treatment. We want some kind of cure if possible, or at least a treatment to make us bear with this cross a little bit better. And the doctor will often prescribe a medicine that is bitter, that it makes us uncomfortable. I don't like that. I don't want that. And we act like spoiled little children. And I remind spoiled little children what their mothers has to say to them. You have to take this. It's good for you. Shut up and take it. It's good for you. It will make you feel better in the end. And it is true. We often must deny ourselves and take the medicine the doctor prescribes. But I suggest to you that our Holy Mother, the Church, that God is a much better doctor than any worldly doctor you can go to see. You bring your broken soul to our Lord. He will prescribe a medicine for you, and that medicine will cure you. It will make you whole. And you don't have to have any doubt about it. But what is that medicine? That we humble ourselves, we confess our sins. And really, here comes the real medicine. You want to be my disciple, he says? Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and come follow me. You know, the doctor says, take 3 tablets twice a day, once a day. Our Lord says, every day, take up your cross and follow me. Every day, all day long, whatever you do, do it for the love of Christ. Follow Christ. And you say, that's too hard. But our Lord says, it's not too hard. If you will do this, I will make it light. I will make it sweet. I will make it easy. I will make it a joy. But you have to do this. And I'm often amazed how foolish we are. If I told you you had to do something religiously every day, funny the term religiously, conscientiously, effectively. If you do something every day, you will get rich. I can guarantee to make you a millionaire if you will just follow these simple steps. And everybody clicks on the clickbait. How do we do this? And I tell you, it's really not that difficult. It's just that you're not willing to do what needs to be done. I've clicked on a few of those myself. I want to hear what they have to say. And one of the first things I learned is people don't really want to be a millionaire. People want to spend $1 million. And there is a difference between having $1 million and wanting to spend $1 million. And because you want to spend $1 million, that's why you're not going to be the millionaire. The millionaire wants to look poor and hide his wealth. The poor man wants to look rich and splurge and spend his wealth. What do you really want? You want to spend $1 million? You don't need my advice for that. You want to be a millionaire? Then stop spending your money. Keep earning it, keep putting it away, investing it. It will grow and you can be a millionaire. It's that simple. You are ill. You go to the doctor. And what does he prescribe? Well, I want you to stop eating this. I want you to eat this instead. I want you to get more exercise. I want you to take this medicine. I want you to go get your blood drawn. I want you to report back to me in 3 weeks and we'll see how we're doing and reevaluate the situation. Well, I don't want to get my blood drawn. They've got a scary needle and I don't want them to stick me and get my blood drawn, so I'm not going to do that. And give up smoking? Oh, no, I can't do that. Change my diet? You must be kidding. I can't do that. Then you don't really want to go and get well. And I can draw the analogy. The same is true in our spiritual life. You want to get to heaven? No, you want to enjoy the pleasures of heaven. There's a difference. There's a difference between being a millionaire and spending $1 million. There's a difference between wanting the joys of heaven and really wanting to go to heaven. I believe most people in this world, like most poor people, they want the joys of heaven, but they want them now. I want the pleasure of heaven now. I want all the happiness, all the joy, all the pleasure right here and now. And if you get your reward here and now, you will have none to expect in eternity. It's really easy. Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and come follow me. Rather than seeking pleasure in this world, deny yourself. Rather than taking up this or that entertainment, take up your cross. Come, follow me. Turn off your screen for a little bit. Pick up a good book. Read something spiritual. Feed your soul. And you will find peace. You will find comfort. You will find joy. And it won't be equal to the joy in heaven, because if you found that joy here on earth, you wouldn't look forward to heaven. It's really a simple prescription. And I say, if you will follow your doctor for your physical health, then you should follow your spiritual doctor, the church, Christ himself, for the health of your soul. If you want to get rich, you go and you listen to these people who have done it. But if you go and listen to these people and you don't follow their advice, then it's your own fault. And I suggest to you, it's because you have chosen. You don't really want what is being taught. You go to hear these fine speakers tell you how to make money, and then you say, well, I can't do that. Well, you don't want that. You say you want it, but you don't really want it. You want something a little bit different. You go to the doctor, and he gives you your prescription, and you say, but I'm not going to take that. Well, you don't really want to get well. You come to God and you say, I want to get to heaven, but you don't really want to do what is necessary to get to heaven. And this season of Lent, I think, bears this out if we will just look within ourselves. It's time for my examination of conscience. It's time for penance. It's a time for self-denial. It's a time for hardship. And yet you tell me to be happy? I say, if your physical health, if you were sick, you should be happy to find and know the diagnosis. You should be even happier when you find the cause of your illness or your discomfort. And you should be even happier when you know the cure is set out before you. And you should find great joy in applying the medicine, the cure, that has been set out for you. Each day noting that, yes, I'm feeling better, my health is improving, I'm getting closer to the goal. And I say to you during the season of Lent, looking in at our spiritual life, we should find joy each and every day of Lent. That through my mortifications, I'm gaining mastery over myself. I'm gaining more self-control. My love for God is increasing. I can see now clearly that I don't need these things that I've sacrificed. These things don't really bring me true happiness. But having Christ within my heart, within my soul, even if it is Christ crucified, even if it is necessary for me to deny myself, I can find joy in this. I can find peace. I can find happiness. There is a cause to rejoice. And if you've yet to find your Lenten penance, your Lenten activity, I say now is the time to get busy. What should I do? Well, our Lord says it's not enough for us to confess, our Holy Mother the Church says, it's not simply enough for us to confess our sins once a year. That's one of the commandments of the church, isn't it? Yeah. Another one is that we must receive Holy Communion during the Easter season. And for me to receive Holy Communion in the Easter season, I must make sure my soul has been cleansed, usually by the sacrament of penance. I must feed myself. You want your body to be healthy, you must give it the proper food. Not feed it the garbage that the world tells you tastes so good, but to eat real food that will make you healthy and strong. So with our soul, we must eat and feed our soul real food. And our Lord makes it very clear. He tells us right in the Gospels, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you shall not have life in you. You stay away from the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist, you're dying. You're not getting any better. And so not only is finding the illness, diagnosing it, finding the cause, removing the cause, taking the medicine to heal and make us better, but also we must now feed ourselves so that our bodies can grow strong, so that our souls can grow strong. And I can tell you the same is true if you want to get rich. You want to make a lot of money, have a lot of money. It requires self-discipline. You put it away, don't spend it. Invest it where it will give you a return. Reinvest the interest that you're earning. And it will grow, and it grows exponentially. But you'll be living as if you didn't have it. And I often think, what's the good of having it if you're not going to spend it? As an old man would say, you might as well have rocks in your pocket. So I can tell you, I don't want to be a millionaire. It would be a lie to tell you that I did. I took a vow of poverty. What good is money? I want heaven. What good is this earth? I want heaven. But we need to take these worldly examples that are clearly before us all the time and relate them to the spiritual life of our soul. Christ has laid out the path for us. Our Holy Mother, the Church, is explaining to us year after year. And if you still don't know what to do with your free time now that you're sacrificing everything or you're about to begin sacrificing things, what am I going to do with my spare time? I have a challenge for you young people and you old people. Take home your Sunday missal, your daily missal. Don't leave it sitting in the pew this week. Take it home with you. Read through the prayers at Mass. You servers, don't just read through the Latin and see if you can memorize them or how fast you can say them. Read through the English. Think about them so that when you are serving at the altar, you have an idea of what is being said, of the prayers that are being offered to God. And you're not just a simple parrot or a robot. If I wanted a parrot, I could train a parrot to say the responses that a server sends. It means nothing. I could make a recording and just play it on my phone. It means nothing. God doesn't want just noise. He wants these words, these sentiments to come from our hearts. And even though they are in Latin, we have the English right there in our missals. So you don't know what to do with your free time? Take your missal home. Open it up. Read those Mass prayers. Think about them. Read them again. Repeat them. See if you can memorize them. Got them memorized in English? Memorize them in Latin so that you can appreciate the Latin when you hear it. And I think it will be great medicine for your heart, your soul, your mind. It will keep you occupied, and you will find, I believe, great joy in this. You will get a taste, a foretaste of heaven. It won't be heaven. It's work. It's difficult. It's not easy. But it can be made sweet. It can be made a joy. It can be made easy if we do it for the love of God. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos, et mani et semper. Amen.